Hey, they call me the meat man. Y'all see me eat now. Here I'm the meat man. Y'all see me eat now. I got jaws like a bear trap, a teeth like a razor. A Maytag tongue with a sensitive taster. I was born out in Texas, called the land of beef. Never catch a muscle greener, showing a hell of like a meat.
You're listening to The Best Barbecue Show, the show where we talk, taste, and even try to cook the best barbecue in Texas, which is the best barbecue in the world. Woo-hoo! How's it going, Stover?
Going great.
Making Georgia. I ain't too far off of Georgia preach.
I cooked me a chicken in Memphis.
Got feathers in my teeth.
I know those words.
Yeah, I know you know those words.
I listen to it every day. My favorite song.
Every day? Like, it wakes you up or what?
Yeah, it's my alarm clock. Hey,
to call me the meat man. Yeah, you gotta wake up, man.
That's pretty good, actually.
Thank you. Coming soon on Amazon, the best barbecue alarm clock.
So, we had a pretty fun weekend.
Yeah. It was a blast. We went to a CD release party for Brooke Graham.
Which was also a party at La Barbecue.
Brandon Lamb, the barbecuing stepmom. She's a barbecue person as well as a talented musician. So
she cooks barbecue in Fredericksburg, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They look like they know what they're doing. They know how to kill things just like Brandon too, it looks like.
Then we went to Jess Pryle's book launch.
That was super fun. And yeah. I even had a little deviation without Yoni. I got my butt up early on Sunday morning.
Yeah, what, 7 a.m.?
7 a.m. And I rolled down to go hang out with these guys from Colorado. They have the Colorado Brisket Company. They're getting going. They came down and did the Texas pilgrimage, as a lot of you do, which we fully appreciate because we love meeting all the meat
men. It's the best pilgrimage.
When they come to town. So they heard the show, so I figured I owed them to hang out with them, as I do with all the fans. So they invited me down to check out their new smoker. Built by Austin Smokeworks. That's John Lewis Sr. who you heard about.
John Lewis Sr.
And he also outfitted La Barbecue, the famous pits at La Barbecue. You've seen those. Those are his. So I was excited, of course, to take photos, as I do. And guess what, Yoni?
He
yelled at me.
He didn't take kindly to that?
He yelled at me. I was so scared. I hadn't met him. I was so excited to meet him. And the first interaction is he was mad at me for taking photos. So I didn't quite understand that, some people don't want their stuff out there because there's copycats, I guess. But
well, while we're here having fun eating barbecue, there are a lot of people that take it maybe a little too seriously, but also a lot of people that are, might not be able to come up with their own ideas and try to search Instagram.
Now, I'm exaggerating a bit when I said he yelled. He talked sternly to me. And by the end, we were friends. I did get to take some pictures of that smoker. Just not the inside. Never the inside, Yoni.
Well, as soon as you took a picture of it, we got what? 10 Instagram DMs. Hey, do you have any more pictures of that smoker?
So, yes, so they could make a copycat version. So it turns out John Lewis was correct. A lot of people do want to copy his smokers.
It's true.
So I apologize for trying to take pictures of your baby, John. I just loved it. It was cool. It had this, I can't tell you.
Yeah, it looks beautiful. We talked about it off the air. If you meet up with us or run into us getting barbecue, we'll tell you all about it.
He laughed at the end when I was about to leave. I told him I was scared of him and he laughed.
It was an eventful weekend. Lots of beer.
Busy week.
Lots of barbecue going on. Guess what I got, Stover?
What's that? Oh my God, what's this? What's coming out?
It won't, there's a bag. The bag won't open.
What is this? Oh my God, chocolate! Oh my God!
I knew we couldn't talk about Tejas chocolate without some chocolate on the table.
Look, we got some endangered species. Oh, this is the expensive like Whole Foods type chocolate. Endangered species chocolate. Dark chocolate with espresso beans.
Well, I couldn't drive to Tejas chocolate this morning. So while we're doing the episode, we'll have to have some lesser chocolates.
Yes. We'd rather have Tejas chocolate, of course. I loved it when we tried it, but we ate through that in a day. I brought extras home and I ate through it.
Me and the lady split those truffles for 2 days. Here we go.
Even though this is not Tejas chocolate, which I think is probably my favorite chocolate now, I still love a good Lindor ball by Lindt.
Yeah, they melt in your mouth.
I'm gonna melt it in my mouth right now. I wonder what kind this is. Is there booze in this?
No. It's good. Just chocolate.
Too early for booze.
Well, while we're
Yoni, it's oozing in my mouth.
Oh my God. While we're eating chocolate.
God damn it. Ding! Don't cut that out. That was a ding on Yoni's computer. When my computer malfunctioned one time, it made a cow sound. Do you remember
Do
that?
Do not disturb. Yeah, well, there is a cow sound built into Max. Everyone just thought you were swearing. All right, that's like 17 marks in the first 5 minutes.
Those are easy ones, though.
All right, so while we listen to some clips about some rustic chocolate urban barbecue.
Tejas, baby.
Tejas. We're going to eat some chocolate.
Yeah. Here's Tejas Barbecue with Scott Moore, live from Houston.
chocolate, right?
That's right. Bean to bar chocolate as a hobby. Discovered well-made craft chocolate, got interested in the process, the fascination of how chocolate could be different depending on the origin of cacao was what really caught my attention. And really as a hobby, started selling it to farmers market, had some success, and then we sold bars to Whole Foods and Central Market, and that was doing fairly well. So we started to think, can we make a business of this? And the chocolate is made in a way that we really wanted to be in front of our customers as much as possible to explain what we're doing, as opposed to having chocolate sit on a shelf by itself without us there to tell the story. So that led us to trying to find a retail front. And we found a sold house and ran the numbers and felt like chocolate on its own wasn't going to be quite enough to make a go of the plan, and thought about adding food. And Greg and I, my brother and chef, looked at each other and said, well, with Stew Barbecue, and that's how it happened.
Cacao! See, what I was most excited about with Tejas is I have never in my life, until I'd heard of them, heard of a chocolate place that sells barbecue. And I love both those things, so yay.
Well, not only that, but we toured their chocolate craft area, and they had a machine grinding the beans for 90 hours. They take things straight from cacao beans and make real fresh chocolate. It's one of the only places in Texas.
Yeah, and Scott Moore Jr., I should say, the founder, actually like showed us the beans, pulled them out, and it smelled great in that room.
Yeah, if you check on our Instagram, there's tons of pictures of the beans and just Scott doing his thing.
It's been a while since we ate on the air, and you know how much our fans love that, Yoni, so I'm happy they get to hear us eating this chocolate.
Well, it's been a while since we talked about the Texas Monthly list, too, and Scott said a lot changed when that list came out.
When the ranking from Texas Monthly was introduced, our business grew dramatically, so our sellouts happened a lot quicker, earlier in the day than we were accustomed to, than we felt good about, because there were people coming here wanting something, and we just weren't able to serve them. So that was actually a little stressful for me. We added capacity. I felt bad about it. People go out of their way to come here and eat, and we got nothing for them. So we tried to correct that. We added cooking capacity, and we pretty much, during the week, we pretty much get the closing time with something to sell. It is remarkable the enthusiasm that Daniel Vaughn and Texas Monthly has created for barbecue. And the response was immediate and dramatic, like nothing I've ever participated in before. So, yeah, it's I think everybody who's involved has seen a big uptick in their business, which is pretty cool.
All right. I think I might just be hyped on sugar, Yoni, but I got something I want to say. I'm going to put my foot down again on this episode.
What's that?
I'm standing up and stomping because I'm sick of ranking barbecue. Like, I'm not, like, trying to disparage the barbecue snob. It's fine. Like, I did it before in my previous career as a journalist. But I don't like seeing those scores, because who am I to say that Marco is 4.25 and Snow's is 5 and someone else is 4.75? It's a livelihood, you know? And I hear people complaining about this behind the scenes. I won't say names. But I think it's time we start, like, kind of pushing back again, you know, taking a stand.
Well, and I think we all love barbecue, and trying to, it's not like there's a place where, I don't go there. We eat all the best barbecue. All the barbecue around us is the best. If we find a place that we don't like, you'll never hear of it. So it doesn't matter.
We're not being fake about it, because we just don't. We want to tell you about the things that we enjoy. We want to share that experience because we happen to be here. And we kind of owe it to you if you're not here. We have access to all this stuff, and it's fun. And I hate to hear people say, I wish I was higher on a list. Because a list is fleeting and arbitrary. What really matters is like the passion and the love that's created there.
Well, and if you come hang out with us in Austin, or you're in another city, you know, a lot of the reason that we're doing this is just so people know about other barbecue. A lot of people come to town, they only know about 2 or 3 barbecue places, and there's dozens. So we want you guys to know there's a lot that's the best, not just a few places.
It's in our name. We made it in jest, right? Like, we're not saying we're the best barbecue show.
Yeah. Although some of our Instagram followers still think we make barbecue.
Yeah. I mean, you know we're the best show. We're not saying it, though.
Right. Exactly. We're the best, but we're not saying it.
That's the only thing I'm going to rank.
But Scott Moore agrees with us.
I appreciate the way you think about that, because I feel the same way, that barbecue is different everywhere you go, even these elite craft places. And everybody's got their style that's unique. And who's to say one's better than the other? It's certainly very subjective. And I'm kind of with barbecue, I guess, more than just about any cuisine gets ranked.
Right.
You have to have a pecking order of some kind. That was one downfall to the whole deal was our local regulars that helped sustain us for a while suddenly had their barbecue joint ripped away from them. They had to share it with, like, you know, a bazillion people from all over the world. Most of them took it very well, and they were very happy for us, and they were excited that Tomball was experiencing something like this. So they took it in stride, and they start trickling back as a, you know, they learned to love lines like the rest of them.
I don't love lines, but I'll do it.
I don't mind them.
I mean, it can be really fun. Like at Snow's, it's a great experience. In Franklin's, we had like a blast in that line, and we waited forever, and it was fun.
Well, and we kind of bring the party to the line, which is which is your job, meat man. If you're out there and you're planning on getting barbecue and you know you're going to be there waiting, bring a few extra beers. Bring an extra blanket if it's cold. Talk to the people around you. Don't be that guy that's like standing there silent while your brothers and sisters are standing there waiting with you.
Yeah, one of these days we got to make a meat man manifesto so we can spread the meat man around the world.
Rule number one, be excellent to everyone in line.
Be excellent to each other.
Well, and this is becoming a more common thing. I mean, when Scott first started, they didn't even know if they'd succeed. And now they have to, you know, live up to an expectation.
It introduces a different kind of stress. You know, you go from the stress of whether or not your business is going to survive and you can make a living and you may have to go back to work for the man. And then stress changes to, oh, now I have to perform. People are coming with an expectation and there's a pressure to feed people. Like I said, you know, I really genuinely feel terrible if somebody comes here, you know, at lunchtime and couldn't get what they wanted. We're taking on a prep kitchen and more storage that's helping us out a lot. We have room to cook more food and support that. Try to do a little bit of takeout, more takeout business and get that line out of the line for the people that are dining in. So it's trying to streamline that process. We're adding to our chocolate capacity. So we're trying to grow and meet the demand and provide opportunities for us and our employees to grow personally.
And what's the first thing you see when you walk in there?
Chocolate.
Truffles, man. Tons and tons of truffles. And that's what we tried first.
Sure. These are two of my absolute favorites. It is before 11 o'clock, so we could start with the one that's got coffee in it, I suppose.
Yeah, we need that.
It's a double espresso, so it's got rich coffee in it, really strong brewed coffee in it with
really?
Dark chocolate, and then on it's dressed with a chocolate shell. And then what I call coffee bean confetti, which is basically coarsely ground coffee bean. So coffee and chocolate is a great pairing. It's a natural, one of nature's best pairings. So it'll get you humming. You got a little caffeine from chocolate. You got caffeine from coffee. It's a picker upper.
Hey Yoni, you want to get high
On some coffee chocolate?
Have some coffee chocolate. I was rolling, Yoni. When I ate those truffles, those coffee truffles from Taos, I ate some on the way back too. And we were driving, and the guy that runs our studio here was having some, and I swear he started speeding when he was chugging their like pills, little pep pills.
They were definitely lit. I mean, I got extra hungry by the time we actually got in line and we were done with the interview. I love that flavor though. I brought some coffee chocolate in too.
That's why I'm so hyped up. That's why I went on a rant about Texas Monthly. Yoni poisoned me.
Well, you know, I like to keep the energy up in the studio. We don't want you guys falling asleep on us out there. So the other truffle we tried had whiskey in it.
Well, we're going to spend all day eating barbecue, so we need as much energy as we can get.
So this is actually caffeinated. This is going to get us up and awake.
This truffle will make coffee nervous.
All right. And what's this other one?
So this other one is what we call a whiskey old-fashioned. Oh. So, yep, you heard the phrase that I like, whiskey. Whiskey and cacao also happens to be a very good pairing. I think when you drink whiskey and eating dark chocolate, and if you go back and forth, like sip whiskey, eat chocolate, caramel notes and butterscotch notes will start to pop out of the whiskey. So it's a really great pairing. So it's a natural to put in a chocolate ganache. It's got a little cherry and orange in it like you would expect in an old-fashioned cocktail.
Yeah.
And orange and chocolate's another natural. So it's like a old-fashioned cocktail in a chocolate truffle.
This man loves his food and drinks. He also on his website here says he's a craft beer enthusiast and a Texas wine wanderer.
Yeah, they had a good beer list and a bunch of wine there. So you can try all that at Tejas.
He's also a blue agave purist.
Nice. That's a lot to put on your website.
It's a good resume.
Well, We're going to take a quick break, eat some more chocolate, and we'll be back with more from Tejas. Listen, you're a person, right? You walk down the street and wear shirts. While you're already wearing shirts, you should make it a Meat Man shirt.
We got a bunch of new designs coming up, so watch for our Instagram to see those updates. You'll know right when they drop if you're paying attention.
Yeah, and we want you to be the talk of the backyard this summer. We want everyone to come to your barbecue and go, damn, not only does he cook great food, he's got awesome style. So we want you to have some serious Meat Man gear. Support the show you love and look great at the same time.
Stylin'.
All right, we're back. And if you are hungry or if you got a barbecue sandwich in front of you, now's the time to eat it because we're about to talk about all kinds of stuff that they've got on the menu at Tejas Chocolate.
Well, the brisket's great. And I tell people, I get this a question we get all the time. All the smoked meats are fabulous. What do you have a taste for? What do you like? Go that direction. But the brisket and then the pork belly and then the pork ribs are our stellar meats. Our turkey gets a lot of acclaim. So we have signature sandwiches that are very exciting. Brisket and blues. We put crumbled blue cheese and grape tomatoes and red onion. And it's on a toasted brioche bun, so it's a little bit of an elevated sandwich. It's got blue cheese butter in it. So that combination, if you like blue cheese on a steak or a hamburger, you're going to love it in a sandwich.
Mm-hmm. And you have a Reuben as well, right?
Today is Thursday. It's pastrami Thursday. So we do pastrami brisket and pastrami beef ribs. And so you can order just like any other meats by the pound and have just meats. Or you can order a Reuben, which is a classic style sandwich with sauerkraut and grilled rye bread. We make a house mustard and a Russian dressing and Swiss cheese. So it's a good like classic.
Yeah, and don't think that the menu is always the same either, because you'll find different stuff depending on the season, right? Like you have soups this winter.
Yeah, this winter has been a rough ride. It's been cold and ugly, and it just has felt like soup weather. So two things happen to you sometimes in the barbecue world. The weather gets crappy, and nobody wants to get out and eat, so you get some leftover meats that you don't want to resell as fresh. So we repurpose that into soup. Soup tastes good on a cold day. So, yeah, we're taking some classic soup recipes, introducing barbecue meats. We do a French onion with brisket in it. We did a pozole with pork. I think probably the most interesting soup is it's a chowder with pork. We call it pork chowder. So it's got a chowder flavor profile with the potatoes and the carrots and all that, but it's got pork meat in it. Wow. Brisket and poblano soup. Today we have a chicken tinga. We present those as side specials. So soup and a sandwich for lunch.
You know, Yoni, whenever I say treat, my dog's ears perk up. And whenever someone says soup, I see your ears do the same thing.
Well, because a soup is, it's layers of flavor, and it takes, some places just throw in some chicken stock and make something. But
oh,
I know,
ding, 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 ding.
Because I said stock.
Add it to your stock list, your 2008 stock list, Meat Men.
Yeah, we're going to ask you at the end of the year how many times I said it.
Pull out your Meat Man passport.
So he makes a lot of different things and repurposes what they have around. And not only is, Scott's kind of overseeing all this, but his brother Greg, you mentioned earlier, he's the chef. And on top of that, they have a ton of chocolate makers.
And I don't want to gloss over how majestic that Reuben was. I'm using a weird word because it was out of this world.
I should have gotten three of them and brought them home.
We shared a sandwich because we ate so much, of course. Like, we tried everything, and that was even a lot. But we should have definitely got a couple and took them home for the girls.
I have heard a lot about Houston and its Reubens and also Brotherton's, Black Iron. And I think we need to do a Reuben tour.
Yeah, best Reubens.
It's going to take like 7 hours to drive all that.
You know we love a good pastrami.
So look out for that in the future too. But here's more about Greg and the chocolate makers.
I'm a big picture kind of guy. The devil in the details and the actual design of the soups comes from my brother, who's a chef. So he'll look at whatever might be left over from the previous day or previous week that's in the cooler and freezer, and then decide what soup he's going to make at night. So those are all his recipes and his designs. Yeah, he does whatever he wants. I support it. I mean, everything he makes is fantastic. And, you give a chef a great piece of smoked meat and say, have fun. And it's kind of cool to see what he comes up with. Well, that's everything. Everybody wears a lot of hats around here. So I make chocolate. Michelle and Janie and Courtney make the truffles. Greg runs the kitchen, helps in the afternoon and the evenings with he's pulling meats at night, oversees. So he's the pit master at night. I'm the pit master in the morning. chocolate gets squeezed in there. So we're like a lot of small businesses. Everybody's wearing a hat.
Kind of like when we were hanging out with all those pitmasters over the weekend. Everyone's wearing hats.
Yeah, except for me because I got this big ass hair. I can't fit a hat on my fat head.
Except for us. I was working this weekend too, so I was dressed nice.
Yeah, you had suspenders on and people said it looked like you worked at the restaurant we were at.
Hey, man. I'll sneak behind the counter, get some free beers.
That was Salty Goose. He's salty.
Yeah, you did a live feed that I didn't really get to dip in on too much.
Oh, we were watching you and talking about you the whole time. Don't worry.
Nice. Well, we got to try a lot of cool food while we were down there, and we like to ask a lot of these guys what they like to try too.
Well, I don't get to get out of these walls very much.
That's common.
It's, you know, I'm a big fan of Corkscrew over in Spring. I love what they do. I love their place. Will and Nicole, just awesome people. And then I've tried to go to Franklin's twice and last man standing both times. Ended up at Terry Black's and thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, it's good.
Absolutely. I've been to Ronnie Killen's place. It was fantastic. The one I really want to go to, Greg's been, I haven't, is Truth and Brennan. There's really no excuse for me not to go because they are open on Sunday. I'm usually home napping on a couch on Sunday, so I just got to get off my ass and go up there.
I know the feeling.
I love this guy. He was fun.
Well, he was fun, and you can tell that a lot of the Houston guys, they talk, they run into each other because he has a special name for Russell Ruggles.
I enjoy them all. I really do. One of my favorites here locally is Russell Ruggles. Mm-hmm. He's a character. I like to call him the barbecue commissioner. He's been doing it for a long time, and he just has this way about him where I feel like the state of Texas ought to have an office. You know, like the land commissioner, agriculture, we ought to have a barbecue commissioner, and Russell would get my vote for that.
He's quick-witted because he gets to sleep.
That's right. He's cooking while he's sleeping.
Yeah.
And he's got it down to the science, and he does like to come up here and play around in a chocolate shop. He and Michelle have a very interesting dialogue when they're here. Not much of it would be work for a PG podcast.
We're not a PG podcast.
Okay, good.
He thinks we're a PG podcast.
Yeah, well, he learned quick that we're not.
Yeah, I said on another episode. Here, go ahead and blur that out with a moo sound if you don't want to say that nasty word. Put that over it. We use moo sounds when there's swearing when we want to be funny.
Yeah, you know, swearing's fine, but gratuitous. You know, it could always use a few moos.
I love that you get upset when people call you Yanni, but you like say Ruggles instead of Ruggles. No, what is it? How do you say it? I don't even know how to say it.
You don't know how to say it.
Everyone says Brandon instead of Brendan Lamb, too.
Yeah, it's Brendan Lamb for sure.
And I'm Striver Hryger.
Yeah. Well, as always, we asked what Scott's message to the meat man was, and here's his message to you.
Man, just go after it and enjoy it. And patience might be the best virtue of a pit master. Briskets will tell you when they're done, and it's really tempting to get them off before they are done. So patience would be my – and fun. Man, just have a good time with it. We are social. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all at Tejas Chocolate. You can find us there, and
that's Tejas, T-E-J-A-S.
Yeah, T-E-J-A-S,
right?
Chocolate.
Got
at
it.
Tejas Chocolate on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
You know what one of my favorite things there is, Yoni? It's their smoker, the dude.
Yeah, they have a big plate that labels their smoker.
The dude abides. That's awesome. Everyone should name their smoker if you haven't. I know a lot of you people have. But you should.
What do you mean, you people?
the freaky meat man out there.
Yeah, I'm not into naming things. Some people are. But that's definitely a great name for a pit.
The dude. What would we call our pit when we get one?
Meat thing.
The meat thing. Put that meat in the meat thing, Yanni.
Meat tube.
That sounds tasty.
You got some shout-outs for us, Dover?
Hell yeah. We got a shout-out for at Tiara in Texas.
Yeah, she went to Tejas like the day after we went, right?
Yeah. I mean, I guess we are influencers now, but she saw the tasty food and the chocolate, and she just had to go. So she thanked us for cluing her in on that.
Yeah. Thanks for watching out, Tiara in Texas.
We had so many of you reach out, and you're still doing it, about our Houston trip, and God... I'm so excited we're going back for that festival because it's not going to be soon enough.
I'm going to be running the whole time just to try everything.
Are you not amazed at the reception we've had in Houston?
I enjoy it. I enjoy anyone who takes what they do seriously, who takes us seriously, and sees that we're just spreading the gospel of barbecue.
Oh, we got mad clown love for Houston.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop. Did you know I'm a juggalo now, Yoni?
That wouldn't surprise me.
Can you tell I'm hyper from this chocolate?
Yeah.
Like, there's more. I'm going to eat one more piece.
Well, that one doesn't have coffee in it, so you're safe.
We also want to give a shout out to one of our greatest friends of all time, Andrew and Michelle.
Yeah, thanks for the t-shirts, guys.
Moose Craft Barbecue. Today!
They're awesome. Y'all can get yours from Moose Craft Barbecue, but we really like the design, and I don't know, these guys, they got style.
This fit. We said this about the Ray shirt, and it's true with this one, and ours, of course, our Meat Man shirt. These are good fits. I'm not just slinging shirts here. Like, I look hot in this.
Plus, I just love showing up to Texas barbecue with a Los Angeles, California barbecue shirt on.
Yeah, I can't go everywhere with that Meat Man shirt on. People will be mad.
It's kind of like how I ride my Harley with a Triumph shirt on all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, we're turning into reps because we're always around, and we're like, we got all these shirts, and we're like, well, might as well.
I got a ton of shirts, but we'll take more. And if you guys have got anything you want to share with the Meat Man from your regional barbecue or whatever, we'll give it away after one of our shows.
Yeah. You've heard the prizes at the end of the shows. We've got some stuff left. We're going to keep doing that, but we always want more. And our final shout out, Yoni, do you know why my fingers are all black this episode? It's not the chocolate. I was digging into that rub the Black River Barbecue sent us.
Oh, yeah. That
back in black.
Activated charcoal.
Yeah, yeah. It's got ancho garlic in there. It's awesome. Tasty. We're going to use it when we get our smoker soon. But you know, before he showed up, I was just eating his seasoning in the studio.
Just tasting them raw?
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to put them on some meat.
I mean, if it tastes that good by itself, there's no way it won't make meat taste better.
Sounds right to me.
We love you, Black River.
So watch out. We got some new episodes coming your way every Monday. We got Jess Pryles coming in the studio.
Yeah, we were just at her book party in Austin here. It was fun.
We ran into Lance from Style Switch over the weekend, and hopefully we can get him in the next couple of weeks and talk to them about their awesome meet and some new locations they're opening in Austin.
And don't forget, we're going to be in the DFW area, Fort Worth, for the NBBQA convention. So make sure you spot us. We'll be all around. Trust me, you'll see us.
When is that, Stover?
We are noisy. It's mid-March, 14th through the 17th.
Yeah, so while we're there, check us out on Instagram. We'll be live feeding, and then we'll have a ton of interviews and things for you guys after we talk to people from all over the nation about barbecue.
You might just see us pop up on a few other shows as well, and vice versa. So you're going to see some weird combinations of podcast hosts on each other's shows.
We are creating a tornado of barbecue content, and we are sharing and connecting with everyone. So connect with us on Instagram, connect with us by email, or however you like to.
Run, Yoni, it's the content tornado. It's coming. Get in the content shelter.
Now we got to ride it, man. You got to jump in.
Jump in the eye.
Get your parachute and just get whisked away.
At least we know we'll eat well, because cows always get swept up in tornadoes, I learned from Twister.
Oh, man, I've been reading Jess Pryle's book, and I just can't stop thinking about different cuts of meat now.
All right, let's go kill a cow, and we'll see you next week.
She makes me want to she makes me want to age beef now, just from reading all her stuff about aging.
Oh, man.
We got a giveaway for this episode?
Oh, yeah. You guys want a prize?
Yeah, I think we got a Raise shirt left.
All right, first person to raise your hand gets a prize. Yeah, we got a Ray's shirt or a Blake's barbecue shirt. Ray's is from California. Blake's is from Tennessee. So you get to take your pick. We got a few sizes left, so hopefully we have your size. But we want you to answer a question. And Yoni, what is this week's question?
What kind of truffles did we eat at Tejas Chocolate?
There were two we talked about.
There were two.
I also had a lavender one, but that's not the answer.
Yeah, and there's also, I had like a Irish car bomb one.
Let's confuse them. Yeah. Say more names of chocolate.
We did
caramel macchiato.
There was like a Oaxacan chocolate one.
Oaxacan. Cacao!
They're just awesome. They melt in your mouth, and they're just that perfect consistency.
All right, Yoni, we got two pieces left. Let's eat this and say goodbye to the Meat Man.
Sounds good.
Later, guys. Go eat some chocolate.
Watch out. After the Jess Pryles episode, we're going to be doing a whole new contest.
Whoop, whoop.
Go eat some meat. Hit us up on Instagram.
They call me the Meat Man. Y'all don't see me eat now. Hit on the Meat Man. Y'all don't see me eat now. I got jaws like a bear trap, a teeth like a razor.
This has been a production of Glencliff Media,
recorded live in Austin, Texas.
Woo-hoo!